And now some words you don't often hear together. All-girl teenage Indonesian metal band. NPR's Ashley Westerman has this profile.
The band's called Voice of Bacheprat. Bacheprat means noisy in the girls' native Sudanese language. And they are.
I found my soul in the metal music.
That's 17-year-old Firda Kurnia saying that she found herself in the metal music. We reached her in a small village some 5 hours southeast of the capital, Jakarta. It's a conservative area where she and her bandmates grew up. They formed VOB in 2014 after getting hooked on metal, thanks to their middle school guidance counselor, Appa Ursa.
I don't know why, because I love the metal bands.
But once they heard the metal bands like Slipknot, Metallica, and Lamb of God, the three teens never looked back. Ursa was a musician in a previous life, and he taught them how to play their instruments, and now he's their band manager. Today, VOB continues to gain popularity. Recently, they were even featured on Indonesia's most popular television variety show. That was sound from a video of that performance back in June. If you see it, you'll notice something else about the band. All three of them are performing wearing the hijab, a headscarf traditionally worn by Muslim women. Vocalist Firda Kurnia is acutely aware that people have noticed.
I'm a different musician because woman and play metal music, but I'm wearing hijab. Hijab is my identity, okay?
In case you didn't hear that, she says hijab is her identity. In the world's most populous Muslim nation, where pluralism and religion often rub against each other, VOB has caused some consternation among the more religiously conservative.
They say my music is forbidden.
The band has received phone calls telling them to stop playing, and they're bullied on social media. Kurnia says even her parents initially forbade her to play metal music.
They think metal is bad for my future. But alhamdulillah, they are supporting us now.
Alhamdulillah, meaning praise God. Her family supports her now, as do others in the music scene there.
For three girls their age, living outskirts of Jakarta, and then to play those kind of music and have those talent and skill, I think it's very surprising.
That's Giring Ganesha, vocalist for the Indonesian pop band Niji. Ganesha says Indonesia has a thriving underground metal scene, with fans in some of the highest of places. President Joko Widodo is a huge metalhead. Metal and religion just coexist there. Ganesha says it's just a normal thing. And to see someone wearing hijab and playing metal?
It's just something so beautiful for us. Because it embraced everything about being a Muslim. You know, we don't close down, you know, we don't put walls in front of us. We embrace our own culture and still embrace our love to God.
Voice of Bacheprat hopes to have their first album out by the end of this year. Ashley Westerman, NPR News.